This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. It's just gone past 7:35 in the morning. It's a very wet Monday, the 29th of March. And as usual, in half an hour, we've got The Breakfast Grill.
Yeah, so Koh Soo Chuang will be speaking to Dev Diman, who's Managing Director of GBG Asia Pacific. Now, in this digital age, more and more transactions are shifting online, including ones that involve sensitive data and information. Now, as a result, governments and companies now have a greater need for data analytics and fraud prevention. But how much can intelligence companies like GBG do? And how robust is the cybersecurity landscape in and around Malaysia? So we speak about this and more with Dev Diman, MD of GBG Asia Pacific, very shortly.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be happening after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. But in the meantime, let's talk about the Suez Canal, because I think all of us saw those, I would say, rather unusual pictures of this.
And hilarious memes.
Yeah, memes, a lot of them. Of this ship called the Ever Given, which is still stuck in the Suez Canal despite efforts to dislodge it. So this 400-metre ship has been lodged sideways in the canal since Tuesday. And to give everyone some perspective on the size, this ship is as wide as the Empire State Building. The State Building is tall. So just imagine the size of this, right? So Egypt's president has ordered preparations to unload the giant container ship to lighten it if last-ditch efforts fail, which could close the Suez Canal for weeks.
Already there's a queue of some 450 ships stuck on both sides waiting for passage. Now, the Suez Canal provides a shortcut between Europe and Asia, and some 12% of global trade passes through this route. An alternative route around the Cape of Good Hope, which is South Africa, on the southern tip of Africa, can take 2 weeks longer. And according to data from Lloyd's List, the blockage is holding up nearly $10 billion worth of goods each day at $400 million an hour.
So for a better idea of the spillover effects of this incident, we speak to Oi Lian Hin, who is the chairman of the Shipping Association of Malaysia, otherwise known as SAM. Now, good morning, Mr. Oi. Help us understand how the Ever Given became stuck in the Suez Canal, and why is it proving so difficult to extract the ship?
Very good morning to you. The situation is quite serious because the ship is very big. As you have correctly mentioned, it's 4 meter long, 60 meter wide, and actually, in terms of the height, it's actually 73 meters long height, you know. And if you're talking about above the water, it's equivalent to the 20-story building, you know. So it's a very huge ship navigating towards a very narrow channel. And what happened was the initial investigation, although not conclusive at this moment, we know that the ship encountered some 74 kilometers of the wind gusts and sandstorm, which actually made it turn to the right of the canal bank, and then it sort of gets stuck into the sandbank there, diagonally blocking the entire canal. And of course, efforts to refloat it has been so far been very painful. It is quite a challenge.
Yeah. So you were a reporter on the Edge to say that this is largely going to impact European shippers, as it will lead to port congestion and cause delay for exports, as well as the ability to get the empty containers available in Asia. Can you give us a bit of color in terms of which ports or what kind of shipping industry subsectors will be affected by this?
Well, the thing is that we already had a disruption in the container turnaround and the vessel turnaround due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So this situation is going to further aggravate the situation, because now you are having a situation where about 400 ships is stuck in the canal. And, you know, these 400 ships, of course, a large percentage of them are also container ships, you know, and they will, you are going to see a situation when eventually, you know, firstly, there's a disruption because this ship cannot move at the moment, so the goods are stuck and the containers are stuck. So finally, when the ship is afloat, you're going to see a bunching of vessels at ports. It's going to congest up all the terminals. and lead to a further disruption in the overall flow of the containers as well as the turnaround ships, therefore leading to a situation where you're going to see further shortage of containers and shipping capacity.
Yeah, so you talk about bunching of ships. Do you think our Malaysian ports, like Westport, Northport, can manage this bunching?
Well, of course you have to manage it. Basically, Asian ports are doing better, I would say, in this area. But still, if all the ships come all in one go coming to your port, you are going to have a congestion. You know, the yard is going to be extremely congested, and when the yard is congested, it's going to affect the productivity at the quayside as well.
So, Mr. Uy, I want to know what happens in these kind of situations in terms of compensation or repair. Will the ship owners or the shipping industry have to bear any responsibility for the incident that we are seeing now in the Swiss Canal? I mean, can the parties affected by the block claim, compensation?
The ship owner is protected by their insurance P&I club, but in such a situation, you know, you still have to. We first have to know what is the conclusion of the investigation. If it's an accident and peril of the sea, then of course that is something that I think it's quite difficult to lodge a claim. But of course, everybody is watching very closely. And the claims, the parties, I think, would be. They would have to launch a claim against the canal first, because the canal is a contract party with the ship owner. So it's an indirect claim, you know, onto the ship owner of the Ever Given. So this, again, is something which I think, of course, all the lawyers are busy trying to see how to claim each other. But let's see what happens. I cannot really tell you what is going to happen, because this is a matter which is quite unprecedented.
Yeah, because unprecedented, it sounds like it. I don't recall in our history ever seeing a blockage of this scale before. Have you ever heard of something like this before, be it Suez or Panama Canal?
There have been cases of ships grounding, but not to this this extent, because this is a very large container ship. And I think there's some rethinking required, you know, in terms of safety of navigation. Of late, there have been more and more incidents of this kind of ships, giant container ships, you know, knocking against container cranes at the port, and as well. You know, they are very challenging to navigate such a big ship through narrow waterways. So, you know, I think in the future there could be more cases like this.
All right, thank you for your time. That was Mr. Uy Lian Hin, Chairman of the Shipping Association of Malaysia, otherwise known as SAM, reminding us that it's probably, you know, we're probably going to see some delays, which will impact the global shipping industry. And if to put this into context, actually, about 12% of global trade actually passes through this 193-kilometers canal, Swiss Canal, which connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea and provides actually the shortest sea link between Asia and Europe. So the alternate route around the Cape of Good Hope can take 2 weeks longer, which is why shippers are so reluctant to use that alternative.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. They were saying last time that it was okay to go around the Cape of Good Hope when oil prices were low. So the economics of going through South Africa made sense, but as oil prices creep up
to $64 a barrel, by the way.
Not quite the case now.
But up next, we'll be speaking to Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute Malaysia, on the developments out of the UMNO General Assembly. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.